Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Jason's engineering. Thank you, Jason. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. I was chatting with Jason just as we were going live, and I mentioned that one of the employees, the program director at Genesis Communications, John Harmon, was instrumental in bringing us on the air, and I explained how it went, and he called me up one day, and he said, "Hey, I got some great news for you." This was a Friday, and this was in the early days when my knees were knocking, you know, before the broadcast, and he said, "Great news." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, we've got a slot for you. 1 hour." I said, "Well, that's great. When?" He said, "Monday." And which was terrifying to me. Like, how am I going to do this? How is it possible to fill a whole hour of broadcasting 5 days a week? How is that possible? And a little while later, he called me up, you know, maybe several weeks, maybe a month later, he called me up and he said, "I got great news for you. You got promoted." I said, "Great, what's that?" And he said, "2 hours." I said, "This was a Friday." I said, "Okay, that's great. When does that start?" He said, "Monday." How is it possible? How is it possible to fill up two whole hours of broadcasting 5 days a week? How is that possible? And now, you know, we're all saying, how is it possible that we can get through the syllabus for today 5 days a week in 2 hours? And Rich Sheban cordially invites me to take the day off because he can't get through it if I'm on the air. Literally, I'm not kidding. So there's so much happening all around the world. Nothing. I don't know any good news. Everything is in free fall, demolition, blow up mode. And Gwyneth, you've got some news about Australia, don't you? And today's syllabus, didn't somebody resign due to the inability to do the job that person was hired for?
Yeah, the Queensland Police Commissioner resigned from her position. Actually is a biological her. Now, I should point that out these days. But, you know, I think she was a diversity hire. And anyone who's been with this broadcast for a little while knows our opinion of diversity hires. She's a white lady, but she is a lady, apparently. And, you know, they just got such out of control crime in Queensland, and she's clutching her pearls, is the old saying. She's clutching her pearls and bringing her napkin and saying, oh dear, what shall we do? You know, there's nothing wrong with being a woman and being a police commissioner. If I was the police commissioner, I'll tell you what, you'd have one of the lowest crime rates ever. You know why, Vincent?
Yeah, I do. You'd have art displays in the town squares, gallows for hanging.
At the very least, I'd lock them up. But I'd certainly be campaigning for that end. You know? And I, going to deport you. You can go back to the hole that you came from, the third world hole that you came from. You know, we'll pay for your flight, but you're not ever coming back. And if you are, you're going to spend the rest of your life with three hops and a cot. That would be, at the very least. But with regards to, you know, the other option for serious crimes like child kidnapping and, you know, rape, pedophilia, murder, and all the rest of it, I certainly would be campaigning. And I would do away with the Families Department. That's the biggest child kidnapping racket ever, especially the Queensland Child Kidnapping Department. Now, I've got personal experience with them. They're evil. They are pure evil. And if it was me in her position, I would not be clutching my pearl. I'd be on my war horse. You know, this is the difference. But these women, I don't know what they do. Actually, I've got some clues what they might do to get to the top. I don't know if she had that particular strategy to get to the top. But, you know, nothing would surprise me. Because I've actually heard, you know, of a lot of that sort of stuff going on. It's just, you know, somebody finds somebody else to be really good company, and so they get special favours because they're good company. So that's the Kamala Harris. And I have no proof that the former Queensland Police Commissioner adopted this policy to career promotion, but I know that Kamala Harris did, and I know that a bunch of other, you know, senior female political leaders did. You know, and then they get to the top and they don't know what to do once they're there. All that they can do is ride the beast. That's all they can do. Because, you know, they are that dishonorable woman of the Book of Revelation. Writ large. And if anyone wants to know what I'm talking about, you know, it's She's called the Whore of Babylon. And she's called the Whore of Babylon for a very good reason. That's her stock and trade. And the thing is, with all these women in senior positions, not all of them, I'm sure not all of them, but there's a certain proportion of them, that's how they got there. I don't know if the Queensland Police Commissioner had that strategy to promote herself into that sort of senior position, but I'm pretty darn sure that she was a diversity hire at the very least, because she's wringing her hanky and clutching her pearls while her state burns, literally. You know, these criminals, they're setting fires to things. They're breaking and entering homes. They're stealing. They're by force of arms, gangs going into people's houses and demanding the car keys of whatever vehicles parked out the front. You know, and then driving off in it and going on a crime spree using that vehicle. You know, running it through the window of a convenience store or whatever. And that sort of thing. It's been an endless dream of this sort of thing on the news coming out of Queensland. And, you know, the police are corrupt. They're all corrupt. All the Queensland police are corrupt that I have had contact with. I used to live in Queensland. That's the reason why I don't live in Queensland anymore. It's the corrupt Queensland police. They, you know, if it was up to me, there would be gallows in the town square. And it wouldn't be the criminals on the gallows. It would be blue team members. Because if they'd done that to me, how many other people did they do that to? And I know for a fact there's a house that was just around the corner from my former property on Russell Island in Queensland, burned down just before Christmas. And it seemed like all the evidence was pointing that it was certain members of the Redland Bay Police did it. You know, this was the speculation that was going on in the background. I don't know who did it. I don't know if it's true. I'm just reporting the speculation that was going on. And suddenly the whole thing was swept under the carpet. It was a quote-unquote tragic accident. You know, there was open, quote-unquote, open investigation into it. And, you know, and all the rest of it. And I went, they're whitewashing this. And I'll bet my bottom dollar that it was somebody in the Redland Bay Police, the same Redland Bay Police that gave me such a hard time when I was living in Queensland. All I wanted to do was raise my children and mind my own business. My husband had just died, and I'd just paid off my land. He had life insurance, so I used some of the life insurance to pay off the land. And I was in the process of getting a house put onto the land, and they came in and they destroyed my life. Utterly destroyed my life. And I have not forgotten. This is what they don't take account of. There's a bunch of people just like me in the background, and I'm not going to go out and do anything to them. They're doing it to themselves, Vincent. They're reaping their own karma, and I've got zero sympathy for any of them. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Who says we have to forget? Who says that we have to forget the injustices that were inflicted upon us? Who says we have to forget that? And there'll be a time. There'll be a time when those who, they'll reap what they sow. And, you know, you were talking about pedophiles. You were talking about the government kidnapping children. There's an article in the public domain right now about this couple who happens to be Catholic. And they say that the state of Indiana in the United States of America, the state took away their 15-year-old boy because the parents refused to use the pronouns that this child thinks he is. So this is a boy, 15, who thinks he's a girl, identifies as a girl. The parents refuse to refer to him as them and they and her because he's a biological male, which is immutable. It's never going to change. A male is a male is a male is a male. No matter what you cut off or what you sew on, that person is a male. And same thing with females. They don't change either. So this mother and father lost their child to this through the state of Indiana in the United States of America, a 15-year-old, because they absolutely positively refused on religious grounds to call their boy a girl or use the pronouns that this young, confused child wished that mom and dad would use. So the child was stolen by the state. Child
it's
services.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Can you imagine a situation where your child is taken by Child Protective Services and removed from your home and put in somebody else's home because you refuse to call him or her? Can you imagine that? Now, the state is saying this is not about that. They're saying that this is about a severe eating disorder, and that because of this severe eating order, which has gone on for a couple years, it jeopardized the child's brain and bone health, and that's why the child was placed in a gender-affirming home. And if you want to go to see this article, you can go to dailymail.co.uk, and you can see Indiana's Child Protection Services, the Eric Miller. You can take a look at Eric Miller, and you can see this guy with pretty thick glasses. And look at this guy and tell me if you think that your child would be safe with the transfer of your child with this guy. Just look at his picture. His name is Eric Miller, and he enforced the removal of the child from their parents. What we're seeing is, just look at these people who are causing all these problems. They don't look like we look. They look smarmy. They, in general, okay? They, and I'm not referring exactly to this guy. I might be, but I don't know. Maybe not. They look disingenuous. They don't look like, they look like they're up to something. They really do. They have that look about them. and go to dailymail.co.uk and you see what you think. But it's an outrage. And I wonder why more mothers and fathers aren't learning how to play baseball, you know, in their yards, getting a baseball, softball, baseball bat, Louisville slugger. And even if you can't get a wooden hickory baseball bat, they still make them in aluminum. You know, you could, and you should learn how to play. You should learn how to play. And you never know when you're going to go to the park. You never going to know when you're going to go to a friend's house. So you ought to keep that bat and ball in the car. I wouldn't put it in a trunk. I mean, somebody might steal it out of the trunk. I'd keep it right next to me. You know, where I could go over to a friend's house immediately and just start playing ball. Just bat that ball around. I am not advocating violence, but I am advocating self-defense. And when someone steals your child, what are you going to do? I'm not telling you anything. I'm just saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if the authorities, that's in quotes, shows up at your house and says, hey, you got a little Johnny? Hey, he really wants to be called Sue. So we're going to refer to him as her. She, they, them want to be called Sue. Sue, come with us. We're going to get you a nice home where you can be called Sue, they, and them. What would you do? Would you let these people into your house? Or would you
I'll
keep
tell
them
you
out?
What, Ben.
Would you call the news? I'd call the television news right then and there. I'd say, get on over here. There's a war going on. The police are going to start shooting up my house. You want to put it on the 6 o'clock news? Come right now. I had an agreement with a very dear friend of mine. He's no longer alive. His name is John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller and I had an agreement that if anything happened to either one of us, it would be an all-points bulletin. It would be announced immediately. There would be an interruption in the broadcast. If he had a problem or I had a problem, it would be immediate coverage, nonstop. Nonstop. Until the situation was resolved. I'm not kidding. That was an agreement we had probably 9 years ago. You know, in between me getting fired by him 4 times. Gwyneth, this is an outrage, and it makes my blood boil. And class, if it doesn't make your blood boil, something's wrong with you. Having your children stolen by the big bad state because he wants to be called she? Really?
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snow melt remains a concern. Welcome to the Hotel California. involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. It's gonna be sliding.
Turn up to Twitter today.
Why did you got your
take my
when you go
to DC
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Basketball game. And they had this big guy who's playing with the girls. And he's one of these people who thinks he should identify as a she. So he's playing on the girls' team, and he grabs the ball. He's way bigger than the girls, way stronger. Grabs the ball from one of the girls, throws her down on the wooden court floor. And this is a match. Okay, it's a real game, and he injures the girl. And the high school, this is in Massachusetts, in the United States of America, they were forced to forfeit the game after this transgender player on the opposing team injured three players. So the Collegiate Charter School of Lowell's girls basketball team dropped out of their February 8th game against KIPP Massachusetts after one of the KIPP players, who is a biological male, injured three athletes, or females. So the Collegiate Charter School officials said that they decided to forfeit the team because the other players feared getting injured and not being able to compete in the playoffs that were a few days later. So here we've got this one out-of-control guy who pretends to be a girl who's perpetrating a fraud, injures three girls. Now, whose fault is that? Well, I think it's his fault. I think it's the coach's fault. I think it's the principal's fault. I think it's the superintendent's fault. And I think it's the school board's fault for allowing it in the first place. And then what do schools say? Well, we want to keep everybody safe. It doesn't look like it's working. And who in their right minds would allow men to play on women's teams, boys to play on girls' teams, and vice versa? Who in their right minds would do that? That's why they have weight classes. They have weight classes to make it fair. You can't have some big, fat sumo wrestler wrestling against a, you know, a 106-pound class. You can't do that. It's not fair. And neither is this fair. And neither is it fair to have guys tuck their reproductive organ in their one-piece swimsuit and then swim against girls and beat them. It's not fair. It's wrong. And so what should happen? All the girls, every single one, every single girl should say, we're not doing it. You want to have a transgender team of one person? Go ahead. But we're not showing up. We're not going to play on the same field, the same court, or in the same venue as these homosexuals dressed up as the opposite sex. We're not doing it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's, I think that's what they should do. You know, it's just gone out of control at this point in time. People need to get a group and stop living their lives as a lie. You know, this is it. You need to realize that if you are born with a certain set of anatomy, you're female. And if you're born with another set of anatomy, you're male. And there's a few genetic disorders which, you know, can make somebody appear to be female when they're genetically male and vice versa. But those are very rare. It's like maybe 1 in 100,000 or 1 in a million or something. And that's no excuse for the weirdness for all the rest of it. Are these people who are, like, for instance, hermaphrodites, biologically born with both sets of gear? That is a deformity. That is a mutation. And in my whole life, I've met thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And guess how many genuine biological hermaphrodites I've met, Vincent?
Zero.
One. There was one boy who lived across the road, and it turned out that he was a hermaphrodite, and none of us ever knew, because his parents kept it very quiet. They raised him as a boy. They thought that he would never be able to have children. He had the male set of gear, and he also had a female set of gear. And, you know, he was a Maori, so they didn't just go out and have an operation because they've got their own culture with regards to that. You know, with regards to chopping bits of your body off, they don't necessarily go and do that. But they thought that he would never be able to have children, so we got to, like, be 15 or 16 and met a nice girl. And she didn't particularly want children, and they thought it would be okay because he was supposedly not fertile. And the next thing you know, she's having a baby, and it's his baby. And he fathered a child. Thousands and thousands. I mean, how many people do you meet in your life? Hundreds of thousands. Probably, with me at least, probably tens, the high tens of thousands of people that I've met. And I met one genuine hermaphrodite in my whole life. That's a very rare disorder, you know.
And actually, I've never met one. I wrote about this.
In my book, The Lover of the Pirate King, where the main character is a female which spends her whole life pretending that she's a male, and there's a particular reason why she does that. But in the book, you'll see this main character is a very confused person. This main character is not a good person. This main character is violent. And this main character is basically got all of the psychological effects that come with living your whole life as a lie, and is a very unhappy person. And when I wrote that, I bore that in mind. I didn't want for this person to be all sunshine and roses. I wanted to say, this is not the way to be. And it's a very interesting and exciting book. But this is the theme of the book is, you know, how it all goes wrong. You know? And it wasn't for some weird sexual reason that this main character decided to do this. It was for the sake of survival. You know, that basically living in a time and a place where if you were a woman on your own, then life was very, very inconvenient for you. Then you were going to have a bad life if you were a female and on your own in the 18th century. You were probably not going to have a good life. This main character is quite a piece of work, really, really messed up and very unhappy.
And we're talking about fraud.
This is what I was trying to get through to people.
You're talking about fraud.
Yeah, I actually wrote in the book that, you know, that another main character realized that this particular character had been living its whole life a lie. And I actually used those words in the book, that this character, George Wilson, that the other character realized that they'd been living their whole life. I mean, I was saying that because I had this problem when I was writing it too. What do I call this thing? What do I call this character? And so I alternate between he and she, you know, because in parts of the book, it sheds its disguise and decides to be female in other books and in the later part of the first book as well. But it's, you know, people are going to realize that this is a path to unhappiness and it's a path to mental illness. If you want to live your life unhappy, ill, physically, mentally, mind, body, and soul, that is what transgenderism, either male to female or female to male, that's where it leads. Okay? And people are going to, they're just going to not do that to themselves. Get some sanity. I mean, in this life, Okay. I am Primo. I'm a mother. I've had two children. And, you know, I've had to be very, very assertive in my life. And I've had to be a very, I haven't had the luxury of being a pearl clutcher. I've shed so many tears. It would probably fill buckets, the tears that I've shed in my life from being a widow and having people. There's a lot of people out there, as soon as they find out you're a woman raising children on your own, they make assumptions. And they give you, they think they can take advantage of you, and they give you a bad time. And they try and dominate you, they try and force their way into your life. And then you've got to bring it to a screeching halt at that point in time. You've got to tell them to get out. You know? Because there's people who try and rob you of your children. There's people who try and rob you of your farm. There's people who try and rob you of everything you have. And they seem to like doing it to widows and single mothers. You know, anyone who does that to, even if the woman, you know, made a mistake in her life and had a baby out of wedlock. Okay, I get it. It happens. But once that happens, you're going to dedicate yourself to that baby and not keep throwing yourself on the corner and not think that some man is going to come along like a Prince Charming to rescue you, because it ain't going to happen. You're going to have to raise that baby on your own. And it's not easy. And the voice of experience speaks. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As USA prepares, tries to help you plan for eventualities that are heading our way. But under the current regime of the plagiarist, Joe Biden, it's impossible to plan. Let me give you an example. So the president just canceled another $1.2 billion in student debt for 150,000 borrowers. These are people who've taken student loans out. And the Supreme Court said, you can't do it. He did it anyway. He has canceled loans for 3.9 million Americans, a total so far, despite the Supreme Court saying that he has overstepped his authority. What I'm saying is you cannot plan, because now what's happening, if you decided, gosh, the university education, the college education is so expensive, maybe I'll just work and forego that sheepskin because it's just so darn expensive. The return isn't there. Well, those who have decided that they were going to sign on the dotted line and promise to repay are being forgiven that debt. Forgiven. So you are now at a disadvantage because they have the sheepskin, you don't have the sheepskin, and they didn't have to pay for it because the president stole the money from the taxpayers. That'd be you and me anyway. So we are paying for the education that people signed on the dotted line saying that they would pay for. We are now paying for it, and we're at a disadvantage because we have a guy in office who usurps authority. Congress didn't approve this. He unilaterally decided he was going to do it. Let's go on to the next dot. I have talked with a number of parents, and the parents are really upset. And these are really bright people. I don't want you to think these are does and dem guys. No, no, no. These are really bright parents who did the right thing with their children. And what they're saying is that their adult children who are in their 30s don't get it. Their children do not understand the precarious nature that the country and the world is in. They think everything's okay. They think that selfies and going on vacation and image is the most important thing. They don't think that working hard, proving yourself at the place of employment where you have a job, to rise among the ranks, to become a, you know, to go from a bottom level employee to a team leader, to a supervisor, to a manager, to a assistant vice president, to a vice president, and then rise maybe on all the way up to the top and be president. They don't understand that. They don't even show up for work. They don't even show up for the interviews. But it's not all their fault. It's the system's fault. Because the system says, you want a job? Fill out this form on this website. Fill out this form. We'll get back to you. And then maybe or maybe not, the company advertising the position may or may not get back to you. If they do get back to you, they say, okay, go take this next test. And then if you successfully pass that test, well, we may get back to you. They get back to you, maybe, maybe they don't. And if they do, they say, take this next level test. And then they say, here's a project. Complete this project. And it might take 3 or 4 days or a week. And they say, okay, based on that, we'll let you know. And then they say, you look really good. You're in the running. Actually, you've got the job. We'll get back to you on Monday. Monday comes, Tuesday, what? They never hear from the company again. So who in their right mind wants to put up with this nonsense? It actually used to be that if you wanted a job, you would complete your resume, your experience profile, your vitae. You'd bring it to the company. You would show up there dressed appropriately, nicely, not blue hair, green hair, no piercings, no gauge things in your ears, no tattoos on your forehead, none of that stuff. You would have a presentable image. You would appear in person. The personnel department would try to fit you in for an interview, and they would ask you a bunch of questions. And if you were qualified, they would tell you they would get back to you. And if they did tell you they'd get back to you, which they always did, they would respond. If you weren't going to get hired, you got a letter that said you weren't going to get hired. Thanks so much for coming in, but it doesn't look like it's a good fit, so we're not going to hire you. If they wanted to hire you, they'd call you right up. Or in my case, they hired me right on the spot, right in the interview. And they did the same thing with Mrs. Finelli. So, I'm talking about a major Fortune 100 company. The system is broken. The young people realize it. The corporations realize it. Nobody trusts anybody. And how could you possibly, when we have a president who says things like, let's have a ceasefire, and then he sells weapons to the Israelis. And then we have a UN resolution saying ceasefire right now. And he said, and we veto it. How can you trust anybody in positions of power when these kinds of things happen? And it starts at the top. It doesn't start at the bottom. It starts at the top. You want to know about the corporate culture of a store? Let's say Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.